This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind for another hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong at a talk radio town hall to answer your questions or comments in moments. We just have one more question for Ryan Zinke, and then we'll give him a chance to say hello to Kelly, too, because I think he's waiting for some more Navy SEALs and for some Green Berets to get to that 218 and then get some stuff done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right. My question I want to ask before we let you go is on Donald Trump and what he's taught Republicans about how to fight and what role you see him playing in 2024.
Well, you know, he's either going to be a king or a kingmaker. And I'm not sure he's decided yet, but I enjoyed working for him because he got things done, right? And he was not afraid to take on anybody. But, you know, when you make a promise, I think there's a promise to the people of the United States, of we the people. And when he made a promise, he delivered on it. You know, and he was attacked from day one. And you look at the Russian collusion. We all knew it was fake. And this turns out the sources from, you know, the Clinton camp. You know, same thing with me, you know, targeted on day one from the cancel culture activists that would do anything to stop the America First agenda. And the America First agenda was about America. It was about our America. Make sure that we weren't held hostage on our energy needs. Make sure we controlled our southern border. Make sure that, look, on NATO, they need to pay their fair share, too. The United States has been the policeman of the world, but our allies have to contribute, too. We'll see what President Trump does. I would imagine, you know, he'll probably... He is unpredictable, so I would imagine he'll wait until the field kind of develops a little. But we have some exciting candidates out there. Ron DeSantis in Florida is doing well. Nikki Haley is always good. She's very, very smart. You have the Twin Scotts, Tim Scott, Rick Scott. You have
Mike
Christy
Pompeo.
Noem.
What do you think of Mike Pompeo? Christy Noem's another one, yeah.
Oh, and Mike Pompeo, he number one graduate at West Point.
Yeah.
Number one graduate. And look, he was the CIA director. He was the state.
Ran an oil and gas company, too.
Oh, and he's great. So these guys are on the A-team. And it's the combinations that are exciting, too.
But the only one that could emerge, if there isn't a Donald Trump, is one that has the fight of Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump has showed Republicans how to fight in these battles.
Yeah.
Has he not?
He has, but you shouldn't do haymakers. When you engage, you should engage knowing what your resources are, and you should engage to win. So throwing wild haymakers on it, I think, is unhelpful. I think it's developing a plan, executing that plan, and surrounding yourself with really good people. There's one thing, from a former SEAL Team 6 perspective is, look, I wasn't the best jumper, diver, explosive expert, but I always knew who was. And you want to surround yourself with the very, very best, empower them to succeed, and President Trump, I think he was really, really good as a business guy, surrounding himself with quality people, empowering them to get things done. It's amazing how much he got done in one term.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, how much would you like to see Ryan Zinke as a colleague of yours from Montana?
Congress, I'm actually in the middle of Pelosi's crazy schedule. I would have loved to have seen him out in Watford City for the event out there. But I think, you know, I think he hit it right on the head. And I think one thing that we don't spend enough time talking about is Donald Trump is the only guy I've seen in my political lifetime that got criticized for doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Like, for actually delivering on the things he said he was going to deliver on. And listen, there's COVID, there was the impeachment, and I know more about the Mueller investigation probably than most from being on Judiciary and Oversight. But I think fundamentally, that is where the most unfair critique ever happened of President Trump is he got criticized for doing exactly what he promised the voters he was going to do. that's very rare in this town.
And you're doing one heck of a job articulating our values. Because, you know, you go in D.C. and, you know, they have their own beat. I think it's condescending. They want to control. It's about power and control. And, you know, the West matters. And North Dakota, Montana, we got to stick together. So I think you're doing an A-plus job, and I appreciate your service.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Ryan, and I'm super excited to get you back. And, I mean, we're going through it right now. You know, we have a compromise bill on the NDAA. There's lots of things in there I like. There's things I don't like. But now we're putting on blank amendments on in a Democrat-controlled House, which is like carbon-neutral buildings by 2035. Banning of oil drilling on federal lands. I mean, things that have no business being in the NDAA have nothing to do with keeping our country safer. And we just need more Republicans and more veterans out here to actually explain how important these things are and why this is not the place to put your Christmas tree list.
Well, you know, that's what the opposition does, and they've been doing it for a while. And this is where we have to stand firm. And I got to tell you, reinforcements are on the way.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, a texter just said, ask Ryan Zinke and ask Kelly Armstrong if they're confident in our election system. Because one of the things Donald Trump has said, you know, we'll look, if they can steal an election in 2020, they'll steal it in 2022, they'll steal it in 2024. What do we need to do to clean up our election integrity? Ryan first and then Kelly.
Well, on an election, it's a formula. So you have a lot of variables. First variable that really concerns me is censorship. Because you have this group out of San Francisco that's controlling the message that most Americans hear. Most Americans aren't political. They want to go to work during the day. They want to have a beer on the weekend, and they look at hunting season coming up, and they're worried about ammunition. But you look at the censorship of what's controlling the driving the message, and when they can censor the President of the United States, they can censor anybody. So I'm not sure that's going to change. We're going to have to figure out how to dismantle what I would say a monopoly on
big tech,
big media,
corporate media. Yeah.
But they're controlling the message, and the message predominantly is coming out of a single source, San Francisco, and the California, you know, mess they got going. So that's one. Second is this election. You know, President Trump was divisive. You know, some people loved him, some people hated him more than they loved this country. He is not at the top of the ticket. So I think good candidates will have more of an influence. And then there's the cheating part. Well, you know, cheating has always occurred. The level of cheating, we're looking at it closely. You know, this is why states are so important. I am unwilling to cede any power to the federal government on oversight. I think the states should have that right by the Constitution. But we need to clean up our act statewide. That means you got to have an ID. I think it's an insult when you say, well, you know, the minorities can't get an ID. That is an insult to the minorities. Of course they can get an ID. Everyone can get an ID. You need an ID to get a book out of a public library. You need an ID to go to Costco. So make sure, you know, one vote, one person, you know, that we're not going to vote, you know, often and multiple times, right?
Do you trust the machines to count?
No. What I trust is the Americans to figure it out and demand accountability. And an election, you should be able to reproduce the results. But when you get ballots being shoved in corners or destroyed, this is our country. And this is why it's so important, I think, to have a majority that understands the value of integrity of the system and demand accountability. But I would defer that to the states. I trust the states to fix their own house first in order. Remember, it's the states that gave the federal government the power and not the other way around.
Yeah. By design in that 10th Amendment. Kelly, how about you?
Sides to it, right? There's one, there is the rolling back some of the legislative things that allowed for a lot of these shenanigans to occur during COVID. There's, you know, there's voter fraud, and then there's the ability to deal with whatever the law is in the particular state better. We noticed this in the non-COVID era, the 2018 election and ballot harvesting in California. And the reality is it's legal under California law, and the Democrats did it a lot better. well, we did it better, or we learned the games and we played the game as it's played, not as we wish it was, with the rules we have, not the rules we wish we had. We actually slipped some seats back in California. And then the second part of this is you're seeing it, right? You're seeing it in Atlanta or in Georgia. You're seeing it in Texas. These states that have had these things have to shore up their own election law. But I completely agree with Ryan. We're going to be okay in Montana. We're going to be okay in North Dakota. But I people are frustrated. People are concerned. But the last people in the world you want in charge of the elections is the U.S. Congress. It's just, it is an absolutely toxic and terrible idea. We can't even get an NDAA passed without putting partisan amendments on it and dealing with that. So we have to go to our states, work with the delegations, and we've been doing a lot of that through the NRCC because we know how important it is.
Well said, gentlemen. Ryan Zinke, good to see you. We're going to continue with Kelly, and he'll take your calls, questions, and comments. We'll get into this debt ceiling debate, and I can't believe this. But the Iron Dome is not worthy of funding, but every other $3.5 trillion social agenda and everything else is. Is that not the craziest thing ever? They actually voted on that in the U.S. House yesterday. Phenomenal. Ryan, thanks. Keep fighting.
Absolutely. Remember, the fight for freedom never ends, and it's fixable, but we better get after it.
Get your ISIS hunting permit. See, it's right there on my computer now.
Yep, and follow us at RyanZinke.com.
RyanZinke.com. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. More with Kelly Armstrong when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter is my insurance agent. I want him to be yours, too. Tell me what you're most excited about this new farm program.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. The farmer today and the rancher even today, side businesses or things going on at once, we have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter and his team at American Family Insurance.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000.
Conversation with his folks there. What's in your mind?
Are you back? Yep.
Don't let us get in your way or anything.
I could talk to Ryan Finke all day long. So we just
finished
the conversation.
I bet.
That was great fun.
Quite a pleasure.
Kelly Armstrong is here. Questions, comments, welcome for Kelly. 800-228-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Or text us, 701-237-1590. Now more than ever, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. Isn't that nice? They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every single dollar you give them for your mobile bill to organizations that fight for causes you care about. That's reason alone to switch to Patriot Mobile now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, and if you call their U.S.-based customer service team, they make everything easy. 972-PATRIOT, they'll tell you that they are on the very same towers that all the major carriers are. So it's very easy. 972-PATRIOT. And just tell them Scott sent you. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here. I got to ask you about this debt ceiling debate. So yesterday, what did you guys vote on related to raising the debt ceiling? I know how you voted, but I also know what the majority viewpoint was. It goes over to the Senate now. Explain this to us. What's happening?
All right. So yesterday, the vote was on a continuing resolution to keep the government funded for a period of time, I think December 2nd, but instead of doing that clean resolution, which unfortunately, because of how we do budgeting now, or the lack of budgeting, would have actually had bipartisan support, they attached the debt ceiling to it. And so it was a strictly party line vote, and this is raising the debt ceiling through December of 2022. And listen, I mean, the debt ceiling has been increased. There's been bipartisan support in the past. I don't vote for it because I think without reform, we're just going to continue to keep going in hawk. And I think that's the only way to do it. But the reality is the Democrats control the House, they control the Senate, they control the White House. And this is the best way I can explain this is your credit card's maxed out. You pay it off completely so you can max it out again. And that's what they're trying to do with this $3.5 trillion social engineering bill. And Republicans, I mean, just aren't going to participate in that, nor should we. So, and in spite of all that, we couldn't put $1 million on it for the iron bill, which is a whole different conversation, which we should have.
Well, let's talk about that, because Democrats are not afraid to spend money. We've seen, their wish list on the infrastructure plan that isn't infrastructure, that's a social agenda of $3.5 trillion. So how much is the Iron Dome? Explain to folks what it does and tell us what happened yesterday.
Well, the Iron Dome is Israel's missile defense system. And anybody, I mean, Israel is far and away our closest ally in that region. They're the only real democracy in that region, all of those things. But this has been coming for a while since I've been in Congress. You know, support for Israel is typically very bipartisan. I mean, and for lots of reasons, it should be. The progressives have been pushing over the last 3 years more and more against the Israelis, and they got themselves a victory yesterday because we tried to put it in a motion to recommit, and they voted on straight party lines to oppose it. So there's not any real way to spin this if you're on the other side, other than it's a it's a anti-Israel position that they're taking. Now, we'll wait and see, because they said they're going to try and get it into the NDAA. But as of right now, it doesn't exist. And that's a bad thing for the U.S., it's a bad thing for Israel, and it's a bad thing for our closest and best ally in the entire region.
I love it, honestly, because it tells me exactly where the Democrats are at. They are more worried about the bad actors in the Middle East than they are Israel. Well, how else can you deduct anything from that? That's not a political statement. I mean, why would they do that other than to send a message? It's not the money. I mean, that's really, sadly, not all that much money in today's trillions and trillions and trillions. So this, to me, says much more about what they think we ought to spend our money on and a lot more about the fact that they just don't care if Israel's protected. How else can I deduct anything from that, what you just told us?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The best case argument you can make for them is that there are the liberal progressive radical wing of their party has that exact position, and leadership is allowing them to get forward on this position and knocking their more reasonable members in line on a vote that should not you should not come down to rank partisan politics. It just
another hot topic is infrastructure, and I know that you said early on that the only way to really review the infrastructure proposals in the House is as one $4 trillion really bad idea because they were put together in the House.
$4.7 trillion.
Yeah, thank you. Nearly $5 trillion. A listener is texting this question for you. Who am I to believe, Kelly Armstrong or John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer, related to whether or not the $1 trillion deal is a good deal? Because you're against it and they're for it. Who am I to trust on this is the question.
Yeah, I can just tell you, well, there's two different sides to this. One is just how the two bodies function. And I know people don't use that answer, but I don't have the opportunity to vote on a clean infrastructure deal. That's not how it works over here. It's a $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal followed by a $3.5 trillion social engineering bill behind it, because however the dichotomy with Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin and all of the things that we have going on at the Senate, I don't have that. None of it. I just don't. And the reality is they can pass both of these on the House side, and the progressives have said that they're a package deal on this side, and we don't have the same procedural problems. And I would like to have a real robust debate on the infrastructure bill, on the hard infrastructure bill. And I understand how compromised government does. And I know Senator Hoeven and Senator Cramer got to put a lot of work in and all of those different things. I would like to have that same debate in the House. Unfortunately, I don't get it. I'm not in the room when these decisions are being made, and I don't have the option of voting for one without the other, because that's how it's going to be marked up over here. So, I mean, we could debate whether the infrastructure bill is overall a good or a bad package. My point is, in the House side, is it's a bad package to me, because I can't sit. I don't have the luxury of separating the two.
No,
so I don't view them as two separate packages. And I think if you ask Senator Hoeven and Senator Cramer, if they had to do it, I mean, if they had to do it as the whole 4.7 package, they wouldn't either.
By the way, what did Pelosi promise in the way of a vote this week, specifically on the standalone? Didn't she promise she'd do that? And what's the status of that?
Yeah, it's supposed to be next week, Monday on the 27th. I don't. I don't think they know. I don't think they have the votes for either of them right now. That could all change. But it still doesn't change the dynamic on my side, because we don't have. I mean, we will have the second vote second. So, and whatever deals they cut are going to be cut without any Republican input whatsoever. But as of now, it's supposed to be voted on Monday.
Got it. All right. Anything else you want to tell us? I know it's a busy day there before we let you go. And
I would say, just from a procedural standpoint, the difference between the two chambers is if we pass the infrastructure bill in the House with Republican support, we lose all of our leverage. I think Senator Hoeven and Senator Cramer would tell you on the Senate side, if they think if you pass the 1.3, you have a really good chance of potentially killing the 3.5 over there, or significantly curtailing it. It really is. It's just a function of how the two chambers work.
Fascinating. Can you ask Kelly if he's in favor of businesses implementing a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate?
No.
If they want to? Hang tight. Hold on, Kelly. We're going to a break. Hang on one sec. We'll finish after this. Don't go away.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenges in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. The debt ceiling will be raised, as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
A body found in Wyoming over the weekend is that of Gabby Petito. Homicide is the cause of death. The search continues for her lifelong sweetheart, Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? I want to give Kelly a chance to answer that question brought to you today by Action Movers, now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. That's the lowest advertising rate in 20 years. I mean, the lowest advertised rate in 20 years, $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you do is mention Scott. Not only is it the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. Professionally trained, background checked, Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now, 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this offer. All right, so the question was, last one, then we have to let Kelly get back to it, fighting in the House, busy week there, is related to these mandates. And this battle. Go ahead and tell folks your take on what we should do as a state to fight the onslaught of these mandates that are coming from the federal government.
Government, and I've spoken to the Attorney General, and they are working on whether they, I mean, the OSHA review is ridiculous. How they're getting to where they're getting, I think, without the rulemaking authority is very, very suspect. And we need, and not only that, but withholding of federal funds to certain businesses and different things based on mandates, I think is completely and wholly inappropriate. I personally don't think the vast majority of any business, they would have to make this own determination on their own. I mean, assembly lines and stuff, but I don't think they should be instituting mandates. If you want to have a law stating that businesses are not allowed to have that mandate, that has to happen at the state level, and it should happen with a very robust debate. Listen, this has been 2 years of really, really frustrating and terrible times, and the federal government and Dr. Fauci and all of the changing things have not helped that argument. But overall, generally speaking, from a conservative who doesn't believe that government should be mandating a whole lot of things on business, period, before we walk into that, that needs to happen at the state level and needs to be subject to debate, right? And you have to have that debate because you have – the last time we had this, Scott, and I don't know – I wasn't in the U.S. – I wasn't in the state Senate yet. But remember when they did the Second Amendment thing where you couldn't ban guns in employees' cars on private business, and that was an absolute knockdown, drag out, very interesting debate. You have two different sides of the conservative coin kind of fighting against each other. And I think they came up with the right policy, but they did it after hearings in the House, hearings in the Senate, allowing everybody, business owners to pro Second Amendment people to come in and voice their concerns. And I think before you get into that situation, one, it has to happen in North Dakota, and two, it has to be subject to that kind of review. And I know people don't like that answer, but this is a really, really significant thing when the government, through the course of all of this, is going to mandate to businesses what they can and cannot do. That can't happen. It should never happen at the federal government, and it should only happen after after everybody has the opportunity to be heard in front of the legislature.
Yeah, and there were, I morphed the question into the government mandates, and that's different than the texter's question of whether or not businesses should be able to implement mask mandates or vaccine mandates if they want to. And your point is, hey, we ought not do that. By the way, I hear people say,
I would encourage businesses not to do that. I'm not sure we should be mandating it from the government, and I would want to hear why we think we want to do that. And I think if we do do that, I think everybody deserves the opportunity to have their position held on that.
And now, some people I hear say, well, what's different than OSHA? What's different than all the, you know, unbelievable amount of regulation that businesses are dealing with from the federal government? But we as Republicans shouldn't want one more, should we?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And I want to be perfectly clear. What the federal government is doing with these things right now is not appropriate. And I think they are absolutely gaming the OSHA regulations in order to get there.
Thanks, Kelly. I know we got to let you go.
I appreciate
everything. We'll talk again soon, and look forward to having Kelly on weekly with us on What's on Your Mind to answer your questions and comments. Talk to you soon. Blame Nancy Pelosi, or he'd have been right here with everybody at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. I wanted to take some time before we're done to meet people that have innovative ideas, new things that are happening here. And we invited Tom Petit to join us. He's the Vice President of Corporate Development for a company called Mesa Solutions out of Oklahoma City, Mesa Natural Gas Solutions. And one impediment to oil development that we know funds everything in North Dakota, pays more than half of the taxes, pays for your schools, pays for our roads, pays for our water projects. That's the oil development. One impediment, one roadblock to that is natural gas or flaring, because natural gas is part of the process that brings oil out of the ground. So if you don't fix the ability to capture the natural gas, you have regulators that say, whoa, stop, slow down. You can't do as much oil development. So this is a huge situation. I think it's gotten vastly better in North Dakota. There's no doubt about that. But there's still room to grow to say all of the oil development should track with capturing the gas. Tom, I'm guessing Mesa Solutions wants to help with that. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Glad to have you on. So tell us a little bit about Mesa Solutions and tell us a little bit about your solution for this problem.
Yes. So we make an electric generator that runs off of natural gas, but the secret sauce is it'll run off of unrefined natural gas. And so we're all over the shale plays in the central United States making on-site electricity for whatever the loads are that the companies have, lifting, pumping water around, all that sort of thing. So we're already making electricity. A nice thing is that our emissions are 95% cleaner on the methane measures than straight-up flaring. So it becomes a solution in places where either there's flaring because there's no gas takeaway, or maybe there's gas takeaway but just not capacity in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and turn that gas into electricity, put it on the electric grid, and so not only have you avoided wasting the resource, but you've also made it much cleaner than the erstwhile flaring. So we're really trying to promote that solution.
Are you able to get that on the grid when you generate at the well site, or is it just for on-site electrical needs?
Yeah, so most of our business so far has been just for on-site, but there's no reason why it can't go on the grid as well. It's not rocket science to put AC electricity on an AC grid. So we're working. We've actually got some contracts in motion with some utilities and some oil and gas producers here in North Dakota to do some projects like this. And you may have already discussed on your program, but the North Dakota recently passed Senate Bill 2328, which provides a really interesting tax relief to oil and gas producers that implement flaring reduction solutions. So, and our solution is one of the qualifying solutions. So we're trying to help help educate the producers on how they can take advantage of that tax relief as well.
And there has been no shortage of people that have come forward with solutions or proposals or ideas on how to do this. What I think I hear from Mesa Solutions is you're doing it. You're doing it in other shale plays.
Yes, it's what I like to say, it's not rocket science. It hasn't been for about 10 years. It's really not even contract science anymore, because the electric utilities that you hope would take the gas, they have a completely different set of planning horizons. You know, they're thinking long term, what's a 10-year supply of power look like? And oil and gas producers are less able to predict the volumes of gas that far into the future. So we've been able to work some clever contractual parameters so that the utilities can get a longer-term agreement, but we're able to, under that contract, to move the generators around from site to site as gas becomes available, as long as it's sort of in the same original electrical footprint. And so now it's just getting people to say, yes, green light, go, let's install a bunch of these.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I think also, you know, there's a lot of gathering pipelines that are being added, the capacity to get a gas from a well site to a gas processing facility. But because of all the uncertainty and the regulation and everything coming, that's slowed down now, right? So they aren't building those to the degree they were. And second of all, if you have some of the most remote locations, as $70 oil builds this play into going further and further and out to the fringes, sometimes it doesn't make sense to bring the, you know, the expensive gathering pipeline. So this is another solution. I would imagine in the other plays you're in, the remoteness of the particular well location, this ends up being a great solution. Would it be right?
Yes, especially for on-site power. And there's probably some, you know, every site, every collection of sites is a slightly different model as far as what works the best. But there's probably some areas out there where they're going to be growing and flaring, and there's not an electric line there yet, and there's not gas takeaway there yet either. So it might be that you can just do the electric takeaway more economically than building gas takeaway in there in the first place. So
that's fascinating. It really is. And, you know, honestly, nobody wants to waste a commodity.
Yes.
But the honest truth is, I always say $100 bills come out of the ground, that's the oil, right? $1 bills are the oil. The gas.
Right.
So it isn't like people like throwing $1 bills in the air, but if it stops the $100 bills, that's not good. Because now the $100 bills don't come out, and neither do the $1 bills. We got to do both.
Exactly.
We got to find that solution.
And you're very fortunate in North Dakota that the entire community, the state regulator community, and the oil and gas producers really are genuinely working to try to come up with optimal solutions to this problem.
Well, keep doing it. Keep leaning into it and finding those solutions. Interesting to learn about Mesa Solutions today. Tom Poteet, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
We love solutions. That's what we love. We love solutions. If we get to more of those solutions and we find more answers to these challenges, the one interesting thing right now is we have an entire executive branch of the United States of America, led by the Biden administration, that hates this. They want to stop this. They want to fight this. And so that makes capital nervous. It makes it a little bit nervous to say, you know what, I don't know if this is the right time to invest or not. So you need these solutions so you bring the cost of all this down. You know a little something about capital, don't you, Tommy Canville? How are you?
I do. How are you, Scott?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
There's a lot of capital on the sidelines right now because they're concerned. They need solutions. This is one of the things I love about a conference like this, where you get people together in a room and start figuring things out.
Well, I mean, Scott, you're an entrepreneur, and taking risk is taking risk. And then, so even when the entire environment is great, it's still very risky. And then when you get different rules and different people in charge, then it makes you nervous, and most investors want a return, and so it's hopefully we keep being America and getting it done right, you know.
Absolutely. Tommy, we're going to talk a little about EyeSight Drone Services and the work they're doing in this industry and many others as well when we come back. We're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Today, at any PetroServe USA and the Valley Dairy Stores in the Northern Valley, you buy two fresh baked cookies. These are like the ones Grandma used to make, and they're going to give you another one free. Is that great or what? Plus, great lunch specials like the Swedish meatballs on West Main Avenue in West Fargo today, or in Glendon, the beef steak. Stop and see them.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. What sets them apart? That lifetime powertrain warranty. Lifetime means lifetime. It doesn't cost you a dime. Buy with confidence. It's not only in the new Buicks and GMCs, but the late model used vehicles as well. So you can check out the specials going on now. Ram 1500, Nissan Titan XD, or maybe it's an Explorer, for example. Find out more. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Petroleum Council annual meeting, and I would really encourage any of our listeners that has a particular question about energy development, about where the future is, what $70 oil means, any question. I mean, criticism that you think is warranted, whatever it is, we'll track down the answers to those questions for you in our final day tomorrow. 701, this is the text number, the new text 24/7 number, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Your questions answered here from the experts, because we literally have the who's who of the industry here. I really encourage you to do that. Text me at 701-237-1590. A lot of guests today, so we didn't get to as many calls as we normally do. A good problem, because I think a lot of your questions have been answered. I was just looking through some of the comments that have come in, questions by text, and all the topics we addressed with Congressman Armstrong, with Congressman DeBee, Ryan Zinke, and now we're learning about some solutions that are out there. One of them is a Grand Forks company, EyeSight Drone Services. Tommy Kenville is the leader of that great organization as CEO. It's grown and grown and grown, and partly because of energy development, but also partly because every industry is recognizing, wait a minute, my costs could be lower. What message are you delivering to folks here, Tommy, about what EyeSight Drone Services does for them?
Well, we're in all energy verticals. We just opened our offices here 2 years ago, which was a tough time because of the oil industry and ag. But we made it through, and a lot of great people out here in McKenzie County working with industry and the county and the city. And like you mentioned, you can use a drone and get better data quicker, safer, cheaper, and get the data to the expert. We're not the experts on what's in the imagery, but get it to the experts so they're not climbing on oil tanks or climbing on water towers or scaling bridges or, you know, things like that. So we're up to 18 pilots, 23 people full-time, and then we hire 8 contractors in the summer. So we pushed with interns and contractors 32 to 34 this summer. And we're looking to really grow out here.
That's incredible growth, by the way, because, 2 years ago you were just cranking us up.
Yeah, we're 40% growth this year and over last year. Lots of fun. As you know, I love North Dakota, and to be out here, I presented yesterday twice, once to the county and once to the Rotary Club, and you know, we had the very first legal flight in North Dakota for hire in 2015 out here. Now with this radar and beyond line of sight opening up anytime soon, total game changer to the airspace between Watford, Keene, and Williston. So hopefully we'll have some jobs that we can utilize that and keep working with the test site and keep growing our company.
Again, Grand Forks Company benefiting from what's happening in Watford City and in every corner of the state. This is the synergy of what's happening. I think it's so important. How do folks find out more about EyeSight Drone Services?
The best way would probably go to our website, EyeSightDrones, with an S on the end, .com, or just Google, and we're one of the first private drone companies in the state, and very thankful for our Codell leadership and state leadership to help us grow this industry. You, as you know, I've been around it since day one, and it's really fun to see.
It is. Thanks, Tommy. Good to
see
you.
Thank you.
Tommy Kenville, ladies and gentlemen, from EyeSight Drone Services here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Last plug I want to get in is for an effort to protect North Dakota's Constitution. The North Dakota Constitution has faced a proposed amendment by initiated measure in every election cycle over the past decade. And sometimes these proposed amendments are more complicated and longer and more nuanced than the actual Constitution in North Dakota itself. By the way, by comparison, the U.S. Constitution hasn't been amended in nearly 3 decades, and yet every election cycle we do that. Sam Cottle is out here with the group Protect North Dakota's Constitution. Sam, tell folks what they need to know about this petition to get these signatures and get this on the ballot.
It's really simple. They just added some very good definition to the North Dakota Constitution that says if there's a constitutional amendment, it has to be so well defined and only one subject that 60% of us will vote for it. This is good for either side of the aisle or right down the middle. It doesn't matter, because it protects the Constitution. One item, so well defined, 60% of us will vote for it.
And it's clarity. It's the rules. It's the guideposts, right? Say, hey, you want to change the Constitution? You want to go out there and gather signatures? Great, but here's the rules. Here's the rules of the game. Because when you have proposed amendments that are longer than the actual Constitution
exactly.
as it exists now, that's a problem. Yeah.
And you're not going to get a farm bill and pay for butterflies, even though we all love butterflies.
Now, some people say, why a 60% passage threshold? What would you say there? Why do we need a 60% majority to agree if we align want to change the Constitution?
As it is right now, it's 50% plus one vote. 60% makes a major majority, which I believe is what we should have for our Constitution for the United States of America. Because that means that when 60% of us agree, then you've got a measure, you've got an initiative that actually has some validity to it.
This is necessary. You can find out more about it at protectndconstitution.com, protectndconstitution.com. If you're approached, by the way, General Mike Haugen chairs this. He is a retired general, a great patriot. Also, Jeff Sarling, a small business owner in Williston. These folks cheer it. Anything else?
I think if business owners would like to have us come and just sign, and people in their organization sign up, we would be glad to do that.
Great idea. If you've got a business, you want your employees to be part of this, you want to give some certainty here, take it on. Thank you, sir. Good to meet you, Sam. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
What really happened on January 6th? Was it a protest or something worse, even an insurrection? Joe Biden says it was the worst event since the Civil War. All this week, Chris Salcedo is on TV asking the tough questions and finding the real answers. So watch Salcedo's January 6th series on Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Central. More than 40 million Americans watch Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. I watch it all the time. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. The only major system that doesn't carry it on basic cable is Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, CNN, NBC, but not Newsmax. Many Midco customers are switching to a service that carries Newsmax like Dish, DirecTV, or AT&T. You can also download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. That's why millions are turning to Newsmax. So watch Chris Salcedo on Newsmax today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.